Is that luminous final triad the answer? Is tonality eternal, immortal? Many have thought so, and some still do. And yet that trumpet's question hangs in the air, unresolved, troubling our calm. Do you see how clearly this piece spells out the dilemma of the new century, the dichotomy that was to define the shape of musical life from then to now? On the one hand, tonality and syntactic clarity. On the other, atonality and syntactic confusion. As simple as that, apparently, but not quite so simple as we shall see. Tonal composers are going to be tempted into flirting with non-tonality and vice versa. And to cloud matters further, all 20th century composers, however split they are, write what they write out of the same need for newer and greater semantic richness. They are all, whether tonal or non-tonal, motivated by the same drive, the power of expressivity, the drive to expand music's metaphorical speech, even if they do so in diametrically opposite ways and split music apart. And so we can see this 20th century split as having a common impetus, the way a great river divides into two forks. On the one hand, there are tonal composers guided by Igor Stravinsky, who were seeking to extend musical ambiguities as far as possible by constant transformations, but always somehow remaining within the confines of the tonal system. While on the other hand, non-tonal composers, led by Schoenberg, were seeking their new metaphorical speech through one huge, convulsive transformation, namely transforming the entire tonal system into a new and different poetic language. But these two apparently hostile camps, with all their antagonisms and disputes about which side really represented modern music, actually shared the same motivation: increased expressive power.